Hey guys, it's been a minute. So much has happened. I'm really dealing with my post-traumatic stress syndrome stuff. But real quick, I wanted to check in. Got some exciting news I wanted to share. Actually, not about me. Go figure. But Mr. Kendrick K-Dub Washington of the group Special Generation has a new single out called One More Night, and I just wanted to share that. You can find it on your platforms, Apple, with iTunes, or Spotify, or Tidal, YouTube. I'm super excited for him. Not biased, really. Just because I'm not biased. You can hear the noise in the background. I haven't had my kids for about 2 weeks. They were spending some time up north in the tri-state area with my dad and my stepmother. That was cool. Was lonely without them. My anxiety probably reached a new level. Got in a car accident with my brand new car. This heifer sideswiped me. But I'll get into that later. And I'm leaving at the end of the month, leaving North Carolina after 15 years of being here, and relocating to Florida. So, wow, talk about anxiety. And on 25, shit, maybe 100. So much to discuss, and I don't have much time because I'm exhausted. I'm drinking water and a little bit of wine, but more water than wine. And anyways, please go support Kendrick Washington. He's a good dude. His bandmates are good dudes. You know, I want to say grew up listening to him, but that's actually the truth. I guess it shows how young I am. Lana calls him the uh-oh guy, because, you know, the MC Hammer thing. But, Kendrick is a really nice young man. Can I call him young? Brother kind of older than me. But anyways, no, I don't want no one thinking there's any emotions in that. He's a good dude, so go support Kendrick K-Dub Washington. One More Night is out. I've been holding on to it for a second. Heard the song uncut, and it was amazing when not finished. So the finished product is just, it's amazeball. So please, 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 anyone that's listening, please go check out Kendrick K-Dub Washington. One More Night. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Tidal, you know, yada, 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 woo, woo, wah. But real talk. Something you can play, especially my guy friends. Something you can play for the ladies. Hint, hint, hint. So it's real nice. But, man, breaking news, NBA. Westbrook is being traded to the Houston Rockets for Chris Paul and draft picks. What in a fragging heck of hell? And LeBron being with the Lakers. Bullshit. And Kevin Durant being with the Brooklyn Nets. Okay. Freaking Toronto Raptors winning a championship. And, you know, Drake being a fangirl. Like, wow. I'm a Golden State fan. I liked them when they sucked. But my heart is true to the New Jersey Nets and the Miami Heat. Going back to the days of the Knicks playing and those battles. That's what I grew up on. Oakley and Alonzo Mourning, Tim Hardaway, I'm a basketball fan. I'm a sports fan. I like the Yankees. Diehard Yankees fan. And of course, I've been a Cowboys fan since I was maybe 5 or 6, so that's not going to change. My allergies are kicking my behind right now. I'm trying to slow down my talking. Empire's ending, or has ended, and so has Stars, so Lee Daniels ain't gonna have shit on Fox. Oops, excuse my language again. Again, I talked about this in my last podcast, mental health was real. Talked to someone. I've had plenty of times where I've had really bad anxiety attacks for the past 2 weeks. Not too many people know that, and the people that were there for me, that care enough to reach out, you know who you are. I love you, I love you, I love you. Sometimes I don't always want to be the first one calling, and I feel like sometimes with certain friends of mine, I'm always the one to reach out, and at this point, I stopped. So, if anybody takes it personal, I've been busting my ass working this extra overtime for my job, working on these certifications so, you know, I can get those coins. In the process of trying to buy my first house. Also in the midst of trying to lose a stupid ass apartment complex. It's just been a lot going on. And I have to move out of here by the end of the month. They kind of joked me over. But it's all right. I mean, God has a plan and God will work it out. I know drinking is not going to soothe it. And wallowing in self-pity is not going to soothe it. And, you know, I have to put my big girl drawers on and fight for things. I have two young kids that need me. And I have my oldest daughter that needs me also. So, you know, and my parents, you know, they vent to me about certain stuff. So I'm kind of the go-to person, but sometimes it gets exhausting. And, you know, my parents have their own health issues, even my stepmother. So, you know, again, I hate sometimes being the go-to person, because if you would have said this when I was a teenager, I'd be like, yeah, whatever you're smoking, you need to get off. But, you know, I was that kid, you know, I was a wild child. I was the one that, you know, went left when everybody else kind of sort of went right. But I love my siblings, so shout out to Tasha and Rock and AJ and my big sister also, Sean, rest in peace. And that's just kind of how that is, you know. And, you know, I got a gang of nieces and nephews and great nieces and nephews. Ain't that some shit? Anyways, she knows how old I am. Well, I'm not that old. My sisters were older, so. And my brothers are younger than me, so. You know, it is what it is. But yes, breaking news. I know Stephen A. Smith is going to have something to say about it on Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, OJ's on Twitter. I don't care what y'all say. OJ's that. I'm an OJ fan. I've been an OJ fan since I can remember. Did I think he did it? Look, nobody ever hears from his son Jason. You know, they mentioned Arnell and the two kids he had with Nicole. Like, yo, Jason's hiding out with AC Collins. I'm just saying, I might put that on my Facebook right now. Jason Simpson is hanging out with AC Collins. They're hiding somewhere. He's hanging out with AC. You will never hear nothing about Jason Simpson. Nothing, like nothing. Like, look, it's Kyle Lings. Sorry, I keep messing his name up. Yeah, no one knows where he's at right now. I'm just saying. So, AC is hanging out with Jason somewhere in the cut, you know. Instagram, probably not. Facebook, probably not. But Twitter, oh, they real OJ Simpsons on Twitter. And he said he didn't sleep with Chris Kardashian. I believe him. OJ ain't got a lie in his dick. I mean, come on now. This is OJ. And let's be real. People can say what they want. OJ still has women throwing themselves at him. So let's not pretend like that's not true. Oh, he's a killer. Look, some of them white women, even black women too, throw themselves at OJ. OJ's the same age as my father. Ain't happening. Even like Denzel Washington. Like, oh, shit. My dad is 71 years old with a six pack. So you can't come and date me and you're fat and you're overweight. We both need to be in the gym together. Because my dad is 71 years old, who is a diabetic and has ran track and played sports all of his life. And he still has a six pack. Six pack. Just think about that. My dad is 71 years old with a six pack. I said that before. Step your game up. Can't come to me being a slob. I don't need to be a slob either. Trust and believe. I'm working on losing my weight also. But I'm just saying, you can't come and be like, hey, Sheeta. Nah, my dude, yeah. Let's take a walk together. In the words of Jill Scott, let's take a long walk. Music. I'm just promoted Kendrick because, hey, that's good. Like, he's a good friend of mine. Like, you know, that's big brother from another. So, yes. Go cop that. I haven't been really listening to much lately. I've been listening to a lot of jazz music, like old school. Going back to the Bitches Brew with Miles Davis and stuff. And I've been, you know, listening to that. Not much. There's someone that I kind of just started listening to. He's been out for a minute. PJ Morton. Kind of just got put on him a little bit ago. But listening to Bobby Brown's new single, Be Like Bobby, I can't wait to go see RBRM on tour. Again, I'm still torn because I don't think Ralph Tresvant and Johnny Gill should have trademarked that name when Bobby and Ricky started the group, but I digress. You know, I know you fans out there want to sit there and say, oh, we love Ralph and, you know, don't beat up on him and Johnny. But Johnny just said recently on the D.L. Hughley show he never felt a part of the group. So, my dude, if you ain't never felt part of the group, you know, excuse me, my white friends, I'm going to say this, and I'm probably going to offend somebody. My nigga, then why did you trademark the name? If you never felt part of the group, my nigga, why did you trademark that name? See, that's a my nigga moment. Sorry. I'm probably going to start including that in my podcast. That's a my nigga moment. Sorry, white people. Sorry, black people who get offended. That's a my nigga moment. Really. So if you never felt part of the group, my nigga, why did you trademark it? I mean, my shit. Look, if I was a part of a group and I never felt a part of it, I ain't trademarking. Shiggity doop, boop, 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 boop. Ain't happening, Captain. Yo, let me tell you what's been my reality. What do they want to call it? Secret pleasure? You ever watch a show on the Learning Channel? It's, the heck. It's with these people that marry people from, overseas. Oh, my 2-year-old just came in and told me to shush. 90 Day Fiance. Yo, these people are nuts. Like, you marry someone that you ain't never... You marry these people from... It's a guilty pleasure. That's what I'm calling it. It's a guilty pleasure. It's a guilty pleasure. 90 Day Fiance. You marry these people that, you know, you meet... there's a black girl in Atlanta, and she marries this guy. I forgot where he's from. But Chantel and Pedro. I think he's from Guatemala, whatever the hell he's from. And then there's another lady who was 60 years old, a Caucasian lady, married this guy. Summit, S-U-M-I-T, in India. And she leaves her family in California and moves to India. And the dude just told her today that he didn't have a job anymore. And they have no hot water, running water in India. She's 60 and he's 30. Yeah. So about that. Like, I don't get it. Look, you can find love anywhere. But that's like ordering a mail order bride or something. I just, you know, these people give up their lives. Like, one dude left Texas and to go to Ecuador. And his wife is pregnant, and he might be deported because he had a fight in the United States somewhere. And, you know, okay, I'm being told to shush by my 2-year-old. I say this, you can find love anywhere, but that's like setting yourself up to fail. You know, love is love, but you know, you have to wonder about stuff like that. Like, a white girl married this black guy, and she's 30 and he's 20, and he's from Jamaica. And she said, well, he's not going to fuck over this white girl anymore. He'll know the next time he meets a white girl that this is what, you know, you're not supposed to do. So she calls the cops on him to get him deported. I think he's still in ICE or whatever the hell. Like, stuff like that, that's grimy. She's going to pay for that. And, you know, they have the little reunion. So I'm curious as to why she would say stuff like that. Because, you know, a black woman like me would want to punch her in the face. Because, you know what, our black men are already in jail and beaten down enough. You don't want to marry him because he cheated on you. He said he had sex with a girl in the bathroom and she selected boo boo. So she found out and got mad. Hey, I get you being mad, but to call the cops on him and you're hitting him in his face. And what do you think the cops are going to do? You're a white woman, you know, arguing with a black dude, even though he's young and from Jamaica. What do you think they're going to do? Whose side do you think they're going to take? So that pisses me off right there. He's never going to mess up with another white woman ever again. Okay. Well, stupid heifer, you know what the hell you were getting into. And just because he has somebody stuck his woo woo doesn't give you the right to call the cops on him and play the victim. I mean, come on. You know. someone needs to school her on Emmett Till. And stuff like that pisses me off. It just does to no fucking end. If you don't want to be with the man no more, get the hell out of my house. I don't need to call the cops. Find a ride. Whoever who was sucking you, hoo-ha, your whoop-whoop, I mean, you go and have her pick you up. He even said it. She didn't have to call the cops on me like that. You know, some white girls think that, you know, it's a privilege for black men to be with them. And I have no issues with interracial relationships. Hello, I'm a lover of John B. So, give me a break. Anyways, you know, check that show out, 90 Day Fiancé. You'll get addicted to it. I was watching it before, then I stopped because I don't have time for nobody else's drama. But wow, you look at people's lives and stuff, and you realize that your life ain't that bad compared to a lot of stuff that other people are going through. Okay, I'll shush. Again, I got told about a 2-year-old to shush. So let me try to whisper. Yeah, that's crazy. So yeah, you know, I still watch my House Hunters and, trying to catch up on D.L. Ugly, you know, live show and stuff like that. I'm going to try to, you know, get more into my craft when I move to Florida, but my sister got to pay the bills, so IT it is. until I get myself, settled. My 8-year-old said it's time for me to move on from her dad, and she wants me to get married and find a husband and date and have a baby boy because she's tired of girls. I'm like, well, it's just you and your 2 sisters, and your sister, the oldest one, is grown. Well, yeah, but you have too many girls. Okay, she's back. Okay, Elshish, she's back again. So, and I appreciate her saying that. So, well, me and my big sister can go online and find you a date, Mom. No, you will not. I have no issues getting a boyfriend. The way things are and with these guys lately killing these kids, man, I can't have anyone around my kids like that. My kids are too vulnerable, and I've never been that kind of person. So, and if I want to date someone, whoever God sends, he sends. And it'd be when I don't expect it. Right now, I don't expect it. Right now, I'm not looking. So, you know, rumor has it, that's when he'll show up. I know God's not going to send someone in my life that's going to hurt me and my kids. So if he's not ordained by God, meaning sent by God, and I have red flags. Okay, I'll shush. Thank you. Bye-bye. But anyways, wow, I'm almost going on 20 minutes talking. Yeah, so let me wrap up real quick. Again, check out Kendrick, Kendall Washington, One More Night, social media platforms. Good, dear friend of mine. Good music. Vibe to. More is coming soon. That I do know for a fact. So check it out. Check out his bandmate, Fernando Carter. I believe he has something out there too. Okay, there she goes telling me to shush. I believe I'm Fernando has a single out on iTunes or something like that. So you might want to check that out also. So yeah, both men are good, you know, good music. So check out Fernando Carter. Definitely, you know, also check out Mr. Washington. You know, that's good, some good music right there. You guys can vibe to both of their singles and support the cause. You know, Special Generation fan forever, ever, ever. You know, I'm not the leader of their fan club or nothing, I promise. Sounds like it though, right? Oh, she's back telling me to shush. As I'm watching Chopped on the Food Network. Yes, can't wait to watch Beat Bobby Flay. So that's good. But yes, check out both of those two gentlemen. And Nas is coming out with the Lost Tapes too, I believe, or something like that. I'm such a Nas fan. That man is so fucking sexy. I don't even like Virgos because their egos are ridiculous. Makes me want to punch them in the face. I'm like, oh, can't stand Virgos. But that mofo right there, gee damn freaking whiz. Yes, 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 yes. And I should not, well, he's nobody's husband, so I'm okay with lusting over him. See, I can't really lust over John B because, you know, he's still married. Uh-oh. I'm happy to have them back. So it's good to have my kids back, but I call them Latoya and Janet. The noise is funny. Boy, that damn 8-year-old of mine. Nice antagonizing the 2-year-old. They're watching Dora, and then they turn it, they're watching some movie with The Rock. I said, man, we don't go ahead and watch Paw Patrol and shut the hell up. Will they be there on a double? Anyways, any of you parents know what I'm talking about. You know, she's 8. She's turning 9 soon, so, you know, she doesn't want to watch kiddie stuff with her sister. Anyways, you guys, she gave me the look. Let me wrap this up. Again, support my boy. Support his bandmate. Fernando Carter had the single out. Support that. Kendrick Washington, support that. One Night shit, because it's a bomb diggity. Not telling you, I'm so unbiased with that. Shit is good. I had my mama listen to it today, and she liked it. And that's rare, because she don't really like nothing. You know, she's not into this quote-unquote new school R&B, but she's like, oh, this gives me an old school kind of feel. Like, yes, if my mama like it, y'all need to go ahead and cop that One More Night. Anyways, I'm not going to make this about Mr. Washington. I'm going to end the show on my note. But yes, the whole Johnny Gill thing about trademarking a name, that is a kind of like a nigga please, nigga what moment, because I just don't understand it. But I digress. We'll talk about that another time. This is Miss Moo's Playhouse. I'm trying to do better. Y'all pray for your girl going through this post-traumatic stress syndrome. Trying to get everything together. But, God by my side, I can get through anything, and I'm honest about it. Again, mental health is a big deal, so if you know anyone that's struggling with it, support them. Don't talk about them. You see them doing something wrong, support them. Don't talk about them. Correct them in love. Everything's in love, people. Really, everything's in love. Positive energy, everything's in love. And, you know, pray that you're able to receive good things, and when someone needs to correct you, be open to receiving it in love. Everything should be really positive. It's not always easy. Trust and believe. I'm going to have me a glass of wine right now with some water. And I'm going to sit here and pray and get on my knees and pray. Because, you know, sometimes you don't know what's going to happen to the next day, to this, to that. I got to move at the last minute because these people are screwing me over. But I know God has a plan, and I believe in that. No one feel sorry for me. I ain't going to be out on the street homeless. Trust that. I just know sometimes things just kind of throw a monkey wrench. But I've been lollygagging about this move anyway, so this is for me to get my ass up and just say, all right, put the pedal, you know, pedal to the metal. And the girl's room is packed up, and I'll be there in a few weeks, and yeah, it'll be a different world. I'm excited and nervous, and it is what a T.I. is. Some people don't think it's going to happen, but, you know, don't believe me. Just watch. I don't have anything to prove to anyone. My concern is having a positive environment for my children, and that's the most important thing. And me staying here in North Carolina with all this funk and memories, which I will always have, it's depressing, and I don't want to live like that no more. So I got to make a quick change. I'm glad these people kind of forced me to do it. So that's what it is. But God bless you guys, whatever universe you believe in. Let the universe bless you. Positive energy as much as you can. Again, mental health is real. Mental illness is real. You never know what somebody's going through. So be kind. And don't reach out to people just because you want something. Kind of a pet peeve of mine. But I'll talk about that later. This is Miss Moo's Playhouse. My name is Rashida. Miss Moo's Garner. I've had Miss Moo since I was in 9th or 8th grade. So that's what it is. You guys, some people call me Ra-Ra. Those who know me call me Ra-Ra. Only a few people are allowed to call me that. But I'm Sheeta G the most. I'm mommy to 3. Miss Moo is probably to everybody else, and I'm just Sheeta. And I'm okay with it. You know, okay. I got told to shush again. So, yes, on that note, I am out. You want to say bye-bye? Say bye-bye. Says shush. All right, this is Miss Moose Playhouse. I'm out.